Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. Today, we're talking about Walmart's efforts to bring EMV to its checkout lines in the United States. We'll hear from Jamie Henry, Director of Payment Services with Walmart Treasury Organization, about why the giant retailer wants EMV in America and what it plans to do to make that happen. First, let's get a word from our sponsor.
Whether you are protecting a critical infrastructure or vital information, or securing a facility or border, you need to answer the same question. In the modern world of identities, how do you establish with absolute certainty that someone is who they claim to be? At CSC, we understand that the heart of identity management is the creation of trusted identities. For more information, go to csc.com/identity management. CSC, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Walmart has plans to bring chip and PIN technology to its American stores within a year. The company hopes major retailers and banks will follow suit, since EMV cards are in use in many other countries. Jamie Henry's job includes working with Walmart's businesses in the U.S. and overseas.
We're interested in EMV and helping to migrate EMV to the U.S. market for two different reasons. The first is that we view it as a much more secure transaction. So, you know, we want to provide our customers with the most secure transactions that are in the marketplace, and that the chip and PIN technology provides that high level of security for the transaction. It offers two forms of authentication. The first is that the chip on the card authenticates that the card is the actual card. It hasn't been counterfeited or it's not a fake card, right? The second piece of authentication that goes along with that is the PIN. And in our view, PIN is a absolutely vital component to the solution, to the chip and PIN solution, or that EMV technology, if you will. That PIN allows the user to authenticate themselves as being the approved or appropriate cardholder. And so that chip side of the equation and the PIN side of the equation, it really solves for both the counterfeit card and then the lost and stolen piece, right? So that's really the first point of rationale for why Walmart would like to help migrate chip and PIN to the U.S.
The second reason has to do with international travelers. Tourists are coming from places where EMV is well established or mandated, like the United Kingdom. Henry says as of October, there will be a liability shift in Canada, so merchants there are in the process of converting to acceptance of chip and PIN payments.
Just as the international traveler from London that uses their chip and PIN card in their home, you know, as the store, which is our UK brand for Walmart, they use their chip and PIN card, and you know, we want them to be able to, when they visit our stores in the U.S., to use this card in the same way that they're fashioned to in their home state or home stores. So to provide that consistent consumer experience, and we anticipate seeing. Much more of those visitors to our stores, especially in the country borders where Canada, where there's going to be overflow coming from the Canadian market to the U.S. and Mexico and so on. So it's really the security factor and the consistent consumer experience that are the two rationales.
So what will Walmart have to do in order to make this happen in the U.S.? Since the card brands and the banks that issue credit cards don't seem to have any immediate plans to import the technology, Henry says the corporation is trying to encourage others to embrace the change.
First of all, we're having discussions like this with you and others in the media to help make our position known and to leverage other stakeholders in the payment environment that would have similar interests. And so, you know, there's been the one issuer so far in the U.S. that's been the first to come out, United Nations Federal Credit Union, that is going to start to issue chip and PIN cards to their base. And so we're excited about that. And we did look at them as hopefully being the first of many. But to make this happen, we're right now underway with the project to allow chip cards to be accepted, or I should say activate chip cards to be accepted within our stores. So we have the terminals right now, the actual hardware that you can put the card into to accept the chip and PIN technology. We need to update those terminals with software. And so that's something that our technology teams are in the process of working on.
So not quite ready for the UK travelers, but in the process.
Right, in the process, definitely in the scope of projects in the coming year.
Cost seems to be at least part of the holdup in bringing EMV to the U.S., even with all the other countries now using it. Henry says the card issuers just haven't felt the need to take on the expense of a conversion.
We understand that. We're going through that right now. We've got terminals in place that we've expended, and we've got code work, the software that needs to be done that our teams are working on. So, you know, there's cost involved in the system. But right now, our view is that the issuing banks have not been motivated to move on to this new technology and take on that cost, because the fraudulent transactions that are happening right now, the cost of those transactions are passed through the value chain to the merchant in the form of higher interchange fees. And so until that side of the equation is addressed, the cost side of the equation is addressed, there's no reason, there's no motivation or incentive for the brands or the banks to move on to this higher technology when they can simply pass the cost through to the merchants in the form of higher interchange costs.
One form of payment technology that Walmart Corporate is not a fan of at this point is the contactless card mechanism. Henry says that method doesn't offer any higher form of security than the mag stripe on the back of the card because it's communicating the same information. He says it's actually probably a lower form of security because there's no PIN required, and oftentimes there's no signature required in contactless transactions.
You know, there's no benefit in our view, to moving to contactless just for the sake of, you know, having contactless. There's no, you know, we don't see it being any more efficient at the point of sale as far as speed of lane. You know, it's not that big a deal to tap it against the device versus swiping it through a device. I don't even know if you could measure the speed there. I mean, your hand speed is what determines that. You still need to go into your wallet. You still need to pull the card out. And then now it's just a matter of either tapping and holding it for a second or so against the reader or swiping it through the machine. So there hasn't been any, from our understanding, the conversations we've had with the brands and such, there hasn't been appropriate business case that's been presented with benefits that would incent us to move to a contactless card acceptance environment.
Henry says Walmart is open to hearing from any of those groups that would be impacted by the change, like banks, processors, card brands, and card holders. He says they'll continue their research as very strong advocates of the technology.
I just want to reemphasize that the chip and PIN, you know, in our view, needs to be just that, chip and PIN. PIN needs to be included. We're more than willing to have conversations with other merchants, the brands, the banks, you know, other members that participate in the value chain, you know, regarding our opinion, and we're definitely open to hearing other, you know, other opinions, or if you have this, you know, share the same thought, we'd have those conversations too, and we would like to be a participant in providing a more secure payment environment for all members of the value chain, including the cardholders.
Jamie Henry is Walmart's Director of Payment Services. Thank you for joining us on this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.